The last general audience of 2011 was a festive affair. Traditional alpine bagpipe players dressed in leather breeches entertained the 8,000 people packed into the Paul VI Audience Hall on Wednesday as they waited for Pope Benedict XVI's arrival, while small children escaped the clutches of the parents to gaze in awe at the life-size nativity scene gifted this year by the people of Pueblo in Mexico. In fact, Christmas and how we should celebrate the festive season was also at the heart of the Holy Father's catechesis this week, as he appealed to believers not to allow the external symbols of Christmas time swallow up its truest, most sacred sense, that the Lord Jesus is born for us all, even today, for mankind of the third millennium.
I offer prayerful good wishes to you and your families for a spiritually fruitful celebration of the Lord's birth. At midnight Mass, we sing, Today a Savior is born for us. This today evokes an eternal present, for the mystery of Christ's coming transcends time and permeates all history. Today, every day, we are invited to discover the presence of God's saving love in our midst. In the birth of Jesus, God comes to us and asks us to receive him, so that he can be born in our lives and transform them and our world by the power of his love. The Christmas liturgy also invites us to contemplate Christ's birth against the backdrop of his paschal mystery. Christmas points beyond itself to the redemption won for us on the cross and the glory of the resurrection.
Earlier in comments in Italian, Pope Benedict said, Christmas greetings, which are exchanged in these days, must not lose their religious significance in today's society, and the celebration must not be absorbed by external aspects that touch on the heartstrings. Certainly, these external symbols are beautiful and important, provided they do not distract us, but rather help us to experience Christmas in its truest sense, which is sacred and Christian, so that our joy is not superficial, but profound.
May this Christmas fill you with joy and the knowledge that God has drawn near to us and is with us at every moment of our lives.
And at the end of the audience, the Holy Father received an early Christmas present, a parcel of letters and drawings by 33 children, delivered him by three small winners of a competition held by the Archdiocese of Seoul in Korea to mark the 60th anniversary of the Holy Father's priestly ordination. A touching scene as Pope Benedict bowed to speak to the small children, overcome with excitement. During Mass on Christmas Eve here at the Vatican, one of these children will read the prayer of the faithful in Korean, while the other two will receive communion from the hands of the Holy Father. This Wednesday's general audience was Pope Benedict's last public appointment before the beginning of Christmas celebrations here at the Vatican. The Holy Father will preside at the Christmas Vigil in St. Peter's Basilica beginning 10 p.m. Rome time. Full live coverage of all Christmas celebrations here at the Vatican will be streamed live by Vatican Television Centre and Vatican Radio, with commentary options in English, and you can access those by going to www.vaticanradio.va/video. I'm Eimear McCarthy.